Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh my goodness. Welcome to Center Stage. All things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. And there is so much blooming, so much that is so beautiful that is happening in our great state and around the country, around the world as we come out of this pandemic. We're not trying to run out of this pandemic because we know that mistakes can happen. So we have to be cautious. But oh, doesn't it feel great to gather? Well, I'm really excited because a big piece of Center Stage has always been about theater. I love to go to theater. I'm not fond of being an actress or something like that, but I love to go to theater. Well, someone that I have missed talking to for a long time since this pandemic started is Rohan Preston, lead theater critic over at the Star Tribune. And he's joining us now. Hey, Ro.
Good evening and welcome back. We missed you.
I have missed you too, man. It's so weird. I've been so worried about what theaters are going to make it. How difficult is it going to be for them to get together and start up again? And I know you have some clarity on some of these things. What are you hearing?
Well, you know, what's interesting now is that the theaters are all announcing their season. And so this week, the Guthrie announced the season. The Ordway announced this season. Children's Theater is about to announce. The opera announced this season. So everything is getting back into gear. It's into full swing, frankly. And, you know, and it is interesting because we have all been through a cauterizing experience. And if we're here, we've survived it. There's been a lot of loss, a lot of tragedy. And so the seasons, I think, are reflecting that in several ways. Joseph Hodge, the artistic director of the Guthrie, says that theater is really good at making you remember, but also making you forget, you know, if you want to. So there's entertainment and there's, you know, gut punch stuff being on offer as well. So.
You know, Rohan, as we sit and watch this unfold, part of it is frightening. You know, we've heard about, okay, it's time to open up, and you're seeing people in large groups everywhere, you know, people in restaurants with no mask on because so many of us are fully vaccinated. By the way, are you fully vaccinated?
I am. I have been now for a few months and very, very happily so. And I understand that now the state is paying people to be vaccinated. I want to be paid.
How in the world does that work? Seriously, people are being paid to be vaccinated?
Well, there are all kinds of incentives. I think that's the right word, but yeah.
I do understand that. So when it comes to theater and how it's opening up, what are you hearing from the actors? Are they excited that things are starting to move forward?
You know, I've only spoken to a few, and they are very excited, really, to get back to work. I mean, this is their calling. This is what they've been trained to do, and this is what they have missed. Plus, it's their livelihoods. It's their craft. It's the thing that animates them. And it's not just actors. It's theater professionals. Some have left the field, but, you know, those who have hung on really, really want to get back.
Yeah, you know, we want to get back, but we want to get back safely, too, because the one thing about theater with this pandemic, it's really hard to gather everybody on stage and have them in close content. Usually it's like that, although they've tried some different ways of doing theater over the pandemic. I mean, it's been quite remarkable how many theaters here have exercised their right to try different ways of doing theater. I think it's beautiful, and maybe even some cities or other states have learned from us.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, in general, I mean, there are a lot of learnings from this experience. And there's no way to go back to what it was. So, for example, of course, we are all excited to be in person. And some of us are apprehensive about, like, what is it going to mean to sit in a crowded room with strangers for 2 hours. You know, that is a real thing. On the other hand, you know, the bars are packed. You know, the gyms are still crowded. So mm-hmm. other places that people frequent also are experiencing this surge of pent-up energy that we've had for these last 15 months or so. So, but, you know, there's a question about, you know, okay, after the excitement, what happened? You know,
right.
are the companies able to sustain this? The Guthrie is going to be coming with what the Constitution means to me, and then Christmas Carol at for the holidays. So one is deeply, you know, engaging in issues of the day, and the other is a wonderful morality tale,
right.
You know, that we are accustomed to, and reassuring that things are going to be okay. So I mentioned that because it is what we are trying to wrestle with. You know, it's like, what does it look like to come back? What do we learn? What's different? How safe it is.
Mm-hmm. And safe is a big deal, because that was one of the problems, trying to figure out how to safely social distance at a play in a theater. You know, it's impossible. How do you make money when that many seats have to be taken away or separated from people? So I'm really excited to see a full theater. Are we actually going to see that in the coming months?
I believe we will. I mean, that's an open question. And, you know, Chan Hassan's coming back with Music Man, and they're sold out for their, you know, opening, and it's full, full seating, full capacity seating. So I think there's a lot of pent up demand and pent up excitement. People at the holiday during this pandemic recognize how deeply they miss the arts. And it was the arts, really, that carried us through. I mean, people turned to movies and books and online streaming plays and music and all of that stuff for sustenance and to nourish our souls during a period of really deep fear and darkness. You know?
Right. Let's talk about darkness for a moment, because what the Constitution means to me, I think you said the Guthrie is going to put that on?
Yes, it's a national tour.
Right, it's a national tour. Is it just one person that's doing this piece, or is there a cast?
There's a cast. You know, Heidi Schreck is the playwright. She's not going out on the road, but there is a cast. I remember there is at least one teenager in it. As playing her teenage self, and then others debating. It's a fascinating piece. I saw it in New York. And
it's been out for a while, right?
It has been. I believe it's 2015.
Right.
Is when it first came out. So, mm-hmm. There is a question about who we are as a country. And literally, you know, what is the state of our democracy? Of course, Heidi Schreck wrote this piece based on her experience of winning constitutional debates as a teenager and winning scholarships. based on that. And so it's about her teenage self, that experience, and then about real issues confronting the Constitution today.
So then let's talk about, you know, this is Pride Month, and I've been talking a lot about Pride this month. As you know, I have family members that are gay, and I'm very proud of them and love them very much, like my son and my oldest sister. And as we watch some of the Pride events that are happening in the Twin Cities, it's really exciting. I'm excited to see some of it, to be a part of some of it. Yet I wonder how many of those actors, right, within the gay community who have a long history of performing for throngs of people, they have been out of work as well. And I'm wondering if we are going to see their art come back as well.
You know, I trust and certainly hope that the rich talent that we have will all be able to come back. I mean, it has been a devastating time, right? And some people have left the industry, and some people have been lost. You know, we lost the choreographer, Michael Matthew Farrell. We've lost, I've written a lot of obituaries during this period, and that has been hard. You know, the community has been hit really, really hard, but I'm hopeful that the talent will come back from every corner of our arts community, every single corner, and you know, especially the very rich offerings from the LGBTQ community.
I also want to ask you about the small theaters that had just started maybe, you know, 8 to 10 months before this pandemic and trying to still survive. What are you seeing now? Are you seeing some of them trying to come back, or have we lost many of them?
Well, you know, we still don't know. And I think that's an open question. And it's not just the small theaters. It's, you know, there are some mid-sized theaters as well, who are trying to figure out, like, what can we do? How can we get back? And so that's really an open question. You don't want to write any obituaries of companies as yet. And we'll see. I mean, this has been the devastation has been real. The hardships have been real. But we also know that there's a lot of resilience in the Twin Cities arts community. So we'll see. I'm not being politic here. I'm just being mindful that people are you know, experiencing real struggle, and some of them will pull out and pull through.
So how can we help? Because we know that there are several theaters here in the Twin Cities metro area that have collaborations with some of the smaller theaters. What can we do?
That's a really, really good question. I think it's, you know, the answer can come from them. And, you know, when the theaters openly communicate their needs, frankly, and where they are, we'll get a good sense of where things are. I know that, you know, a company like 10,000 Things is not quite a small theater. It's itinerant, is in pretty good shape, and they hired people during this time, and that's not to say any company is not suffering, but you know, I think that some with a longer reputation like Frank Theater and will probably be around, and you know, we'll see. I don't know what the status is. We'll see what they have to offer, what the young, smaller companies announce, and then go from there.
I wonder if there were any announcements for Spotlight. I saw that on the marquee at the State Theater the other day, and I just thought, oh my gosh, how are they handling this? How do they know what's going to happen next? Especially the young people, right? You know, will they have their opportunity? Will they have their chance? And so it's been hard to watch it all unfold. We've got a long haul. We've got a lot to do, and I'm just hoping that Minnesotans will stick together. So many people have lost their jobs and so much more, and don't have the money money that they used to have to go and see entertainment. So we just, I don't know, I feel strongly that I have to do something to try to let people know that we're still here and we cannot wait to perform for you.
Yeah, and I mean, and I think people, you ask what people can do. I think people can go out and support, you know, go out and enjoy, and I think they will do that. Again, there's a pent-up demand for great art, and as much as we love to watch things on screen, it's nice to see something live and to see that magic and that compelling work in front of you on stage.
You know, I don't watch a lot of television these days. It's just too much. But I am so excited about theater and clubs and all of it coming out. Now, a final question for you. When you go into theaters, are you still going to wear masks? Or are you looking to say, hey, I'm fully vaccinated and it's going to be fine? Because we don't know. You know, there's been talk about if you travel, you're going to need to show your fully vaccinated card, right? Do you think theaters are going to require that as well?
I don't know if they will. They may not. But what I do know is that I'll treat theater the same way I treat the airplane, which is like I will be masked. And it's just me being in public. You know, I think one of the things I saw during the pandemic is like there was no flu season last year, so the mask prevented a ton of things.
It's really true, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay, but we learned something from that. And so, you know, yes, I'm fully vaccinated. And of course, people do get COVID who are fully vaccinated. But part of the learning is let me just like be as cautious as I can be going forward. And when you're on the plane, I did fly to New York and I visited Times Square, which is a weird, eerie experience. And
right.
And, you know, I did wear a mask going and coming and going in early May, before early May, late April. The middle seats were empty. Coming, it was like cheek by jowl. It was packed. And so you know, I was masked up the whole time, and I think that's probably, for me, going to be wise going forward, you know?
Wise going forward. There you go. It's so great to talk to you, Rohan. We look forward to your articles in the Star Tribune about what you're going to go see and get your critiques, and it's just pretty special having you back, so welcome back.
Well, thank you. And this weekend coming, by the way, the Ordway is putting on a cabaret at its loading dock, and that's a part of it.
Oh, they did that last year. I remember.
Last year it was fantastic, and so I'm looking forward to that, to the music. Sanford Moore is the music director for the series, and I'm profiling a young man named Reese Brits, who I saw last year and was really impressed by. He is young, graduated recently from University of Minnesota Duluth. He sings, he acts, he dances. I can't tell about his dancing because I didn't see it, but he injected so much personality and so much character into his song that you felt the story, you know, and they're comparing him already to Brian Stokes Mitchell and Robert Goulet. He's tall and dashing.
Wow.
So, probably a leading man in the making there, you know?
How about that? We're starting to see that as well. That's incredible. Rohan, take care of yourself. It's great to have you back. Are you coming back Sunday?
Absolutely.
Next Sunday?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're back. Welcome back, too. Thank you so much.
Take care of yourself, Ro.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
All right. That is our own Rohan Preston, lead theater critic for the Star Tribune. He has been joining us with details about some of the theaters, and he is brought to us via Shift Real Estate Hotline. We'll be back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
That's right. Hold on to your dreams. And this woman singing, her name is Jamecia Bennett. If you don't know who she is, make sure you find out, because she really is quite a phenom. I have known her for many years now, and she just gets better and better. She opened up at Crooner's New Belvedere Room, and it was just so much fun to watch her perform. She is so much fun. She is such an excellent performer and singer, and she is going to be a big part of a Pride event that's coming up that my dear friend Buffy Bleasy is a part of. And Buffy is joining us now. She helped organize the event, and I'm so excited to have her. She is joining us via Shift Real Estate Hotline. How you doing, Buffy?
I'm excellent. Jerilyn, how are you?
I'm really excited about this weekend, this Thursday coming up. You know, this is a big deal, and it's happening at two places. So tell us all about the fun that the Pride events are going to take place on Thursday at the Amsterdam and St. Paul, and even more. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so, you know, with everything that's gone on, last year everything got canceled. And so this year we decided to partner with Pride to get something off the ground. And so this is the grand marshal event. It's called Mass Queerade. And we're going to induct our grand marshals, which are Jan Malcolm, Commissioner Jan Malcolm from the Mississippi.
I'm so excited about that. Okay. Jan Malcolm, yes.
Yeah. And also,
awesome.
This is in our local celebrity, Nick Zapko, who is the ASL interpreter for Governor Walz, will also be our grand marshal for the day. So they'll
awesome.
Be at each of the locations. We have the Amsterdam in downtown St. Paul and the Granada Theater over in Minneapolis and uptown.
So Jamecia is performing. Is she, and she's part of this, the marshal part of all of it? I mean, is she outdoors or is she on one of the stages or both of the stages?
She's going to be at the Granada. So the way we work this is these are two events combined into one big one. And while we're at the Granada, we'll be performing. You'll be able to see that at the Amsterdam. And we'll go back and forth. I kind of view it as sort of that Oscar kind of thing or Jerry Lewis telethon style. So we'll be going back and forth between both locations. So if you come, you'll see the entire show. Your part might be live at your location and then at the other one. So we'll be going back and forth.
It just seems like a much bigger event this year. Maybe it's because the COVID is, you know, the whole pandemic is lifting and we're all getting back out again. It's really exciting. I'm going to be there on Thursday. I'm so looking forward to this.
It's going to be really great. We're really opening things up, and it's all still very safe there. We're still limiting capacity, but it's meant to be really uplifting and joyous and fun. This event's primarily been a community award, and we've spiced it. We've added music. We have dance with Brian Bowes. We're going to do a sleigh workshop. We have comedy with
Megan. Wait. What is a
sleigh?
What?
Oh, honey, wait till you see this. I mean, you're going to be a part of it. Everybody who comes to one of the venues is going to get up and dance and learn to dance with Brian. He is an amazing artistic director and teacher in town. And he's got something called sleigh, and we're all going to sleigh with him.
So is there something we should not wear? You know, does it matter?
No, you're going to
sleigh, right? These Pride events, honey, they come ready, okay?
Yeah, you're going to move a little bit, but you get to stay right by your seat. You know, the whole thing is just meant to be a fun celebration of Pride and all the work that people have done over the last year. And we're giving out some community awards to some posthumous friends of Pride, and it's really an opportunity to celebrate their work with the organization as well.
Have they ever had this happen at two different destinations and everyone gets to see the whole thing?
No. Jerilyn, you know me. This is my idea.
I knew it! Had your stamp all over it.
That's right. And, you know, this thing is also going to be live streamed, so hey, if you really want a live event, you want to see how this thing goes, I mean, you can also see it. And we've just announced today that we got a donor who's going to provide that online access for free. So very fortunate.
Wow.
We'll be able to, anybody in town across the world can watch it on the Pride, TC Pride's Facebook page, Instagram, and YouTube channel. So that is something we're really happy about.
That's really incredible. So people who want to be in the mix, they want to be at the event. Are there tickets still available?
There are tickets still available. And just remember, dinner is served with this. So you come, you get dinner. There's a little toast, champagne toast, and just an amazing performance. And those tickets are $100, and you can find them at tcpride.org.
Yep, and they're at $100 at Amsterdam or $100 at the Granada, right?
Exactly.
And let's let people know where, most of us know where Amsterdam is, but I don't know if you have the address for the Granada, but that is a brand new venue, and it's beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. So I hope people will get a chance to meet and greet the owner and go and see a great show. Okay, so I'm trying to figure out what to wear. What are you wearing? Are you wearing any wigs? Because, you know, when you go out, honey, you go out.
I know, but I get to be at the studio directing this thing. So I venue. I know. Somebody's got to make sure this thing gets pulled together from two locations. But, yeah, sling yourself out. I mean, obviously, you know, mask mandates kind of off, right? So you feel comfortable, you wear your mask, you can come in mask. But we just ask people, wear a little bling. Show your pride.
Show your pride.
For you.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I think I know what I'm going to wear. I've got this sequin jacket that's a cityscape on the back, right? And I'm going to wear so much makeup, people won't know me. And I'm going to have so much, like, big, gigantic earrings and necklaces. And I'm going to be in flat shoes, girl. Shoes will be ugly because I need to be comfortable. I just had that knee surgery, okay? So I just want you to know I'll be in ugly shoes.
This is dinner, right? So we're sitting you. You do not have to stand for this thing. You come in, you'll get a nice table at both locations. You can sit with your friends and have a wonderful dinner and a cocktail, I guess, and just enjoy the wonderful performances that we're going to have for everybody as a kickoff for the Pride, month into July. So Pride will also extend into the festival the weekend of July 17th.
I'm so excited about this, Buffy. I'm so thrilled that you are a part of it because you just do great work. And to know that so many people are going to come out and celebrate this. And then Jamecia Bennett performing. Oh. Is she at the end of the program or what?
Oh, she's going to bookend it. So you want to be there the whole
nice.
Time.
She's gonna kick this nice. Nice.
Yeah, at the Granada. And I saw her today. We went over all the little logistics. Yeah, so she'll kick it off at the Granada and we'll head over to the Amsterdam for Nina D'Angelo. So I'll get our drag show in as well and some comedy at the Amsterdam. And
then some comedy.
It's going to happen at the Granada. If you don't know the Granada is, for those long-term Twin Cityans, this is the former Suburban World Theater.
Oh, and I love that theater.
It's
the one with the twinkle lights in the ceiling.
That's right. It's so beautiful in there. So you choose your venue by your vibe, right? So it's a little more elegant at the Granada. And the Amsterdam just got some, you know, some fun, grungy, like, hang out and party kind of atmosphere. And we're going to party over there, too.
Well, party on, honey. I might have to make it over there, too. I'm really excited about it, and I cannot wait for Thursday. Yeah. This is a big deal. There's been so much going on with this pandemic, and finally, we all get to congregate together and have a blast.
Yeah, and we at Rockwood, we worked really hard on this for Pride. This is part of our community give back for our grant we received through the National Independent Venues Association. So we feel really fortunate to be able to give back as well as part of this long pandemic. And we're having a blast doing it.
So if people want tickets, they go to tcpride.org?
Correct.
Okay, tcpride.org, and I know it's called the Pride Grand Marshal Masquerade Party, so you don't want to miss it. I think I saw something in the paper about this event as well, so make sure you get all the information. Call your friends, those that want to get out and really have a great time and celebrate the month, this month of Pride. Please do get out and do this. I will be there. Come meet me there. I can't wait.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. Caroline.
Oh, great to have you. Great to have you, Buffy. All right, you guys. Coming up next, of course, there's so much going on in the Twin Cities. I mean, we don't waste any time. We don't waste any time. And although you may not have heard much about some of the theaters and some of the clubs that you love, just know that Chan Hansen is coming back. You heard Rohan Preston talk about Music Man. They're going to go full blast with that in the main room. They've already sold out the opening night. Of course, you know they're opening up their fireside room for some of the music shows that you've purchased over at the Chan Hansen as well. And then the Dakota is talking about opening up. We're starting to hear and see things that might be moving forward at the Dakota as well. And you know what's been happening at Crooners as well, whether they have, you know, decided to do virtual or you can come in person and enjoy it as well. So places are opening up, and this is exciting. And it's not just happening in Minneapolis. It's not just happening, you know, here in the Twin Cities. It's all over the state of Minnesota. People are getting more and more comfortable. So just like we've been supporting before, hopefully we can continue to do that. To those of you who have lost your jobs, you're looking for work, and you're having a hard time, just know we haven't forgotten about you. And I'm hoping that some of the theaters that would have the, you know, pay what you can night, I'm hoping those will come back as well so that you can get out as well and party. Because look, all of us have been hurt. All of us have gone through experiences when it comes to losing music, losing the arts, whether it's the museums, that sort of thing. We've all been through a lot. So we're in this together. Whether you have the money or not for the tickets, start looking for other ways. Call the theater and find out, hey, do you have a night where it's, you know, pay as you can or something like that? Because everybody wants to get back out, right? Right. All right, we're going to take a break. And then our last guest for this half hour is Kevin Stocks. He's the Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus is back, and we're going to talk about their big premiere coming up. And there's so much to talk about because the Twin City Gay Men's Chorus, this is their 40th season. 40th. They've been at this for 40 years with your help. So stay tuned. That's at 9:48. We'll be back. This is a group that I so enjoy, and it is a this is a Twin City Gay Men's Chorus, and they are back with the TCGMC Sings Back, and they just do a beautiful job. It premieres on the TCGMC YouTube page for free on June 18th at 7 p.m. It celebrates the music of the silver screen, and it's the third and final concert in the Twin City Gay Men's Chorus 40th season, featuring some of the greatest cinematic hits from movies like An American Tale, you know, Feifel, and then Camp, and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and Meet Me in St. Louis. I mean, these are admired songs, all woven together with the camp and humor that the Twin Cities Gay Men Chorus audience members have come to know and love. So Kevin Stock is the executive director of the Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus, and he's joining us with an update. Kevin joins us via Shift Real Estate Hotline. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Well, hello there. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. You are back, man.
It's happening. Yeah, we're singing again.
I know. It's got to be so exciting. Tell me what it was like at the first rehearsal when they all started singing together.
Yeah, you know, it was just a, I know you know this as a singer yourself, but the fact that there's just so much, you know, connection to singing in the same presence as someone. These last, you know, a year plus where we've been singing at home in front of our computers and sending our recordings in to be put together for a virtual concert. It's not the way that most of us come to make music. And so we had a wonderful outdoor rehearsal, of course. I think about 5 weeks ago was our first time singing together. We had half the chorus in person. We had the other half looking on from YouTube to stay with the state guidelines for gatherings and whatnot.
Right.
But yeah, it was inspiring. Goosebumps. Just the magic of feeling the singer next to you and hearing the voices come together. It's special. So it's been good to be able to inch back into what we look forward to next season, which is all in-person concerts. So we're looking forward to that.
And so when does that start? This is the end of the 40th season. When does the 41st begin?
So we're gonna start back up after Labor Day in September. So we are cautiously anticipating being able to rehearse in person, very similar to the way that we did before the pandemic. But certainly we're going to take more precautions in mind, spacing, making sure ventilation is happening, because as you know, singing is certainly a great way to spread the virus. But as
it's
we're
so
developing
true.
Right. Yeah, as we're going right now, the trend is hopefully going to make that a safer thing, and hopefully we can, you know, continue to get a lot of vaccinations out there, and it'll be possible to build community and make music together in person.
Is that one of the things that you're really concerned about as you go forward and you're back in a venue? Are you looking at ventilation that have been changed and updated at some of the theaters, and that will help you make the choice of where to go?
Yeah, certainly the ventilation is a really important part of it. But I think one of the other things we're considering is, you know, potentially being able to space out, not being in a really tight, cramped performing area is one other consideration. But we're looking forward to, you know, not having to take quite those precautions, but still understanding that while we're in this transition phase and transition mode, we're gonna try to do what's gonna be safe for our singers and our audience members. But we look forward to that in-person feeling. I know you know how it feels.
I do know how it feels. And of course, the singers are looking, trying to figure out, is the audience vaccinated? And the audience is trying to figure out, are the singers vaccinated? Where are you guys
right.
in all of this?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. No, we're just kind of taking things step by step in terms of still presenting this concert virtually. You know, we know people have different kind of comfort levels about getting together. I know more in-person things are starting to happen. We're going to finish off this season with a really wonderful concert that we've recorded, and we are recording and presenting online, as you mentioned, but we have been able to do some more in-person recording and rehearsing, which has been really, really meaningful.
It's nothing like that. It's just, it feels like you're right back in that moment, because there's nothing like live music, live entertainment. So I'm so excited that the Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus is back. You guys are going to come full back for the 41st year, and I'm excited to be a part of it. Now, one day, Kevin, you're going to call me. I just know it. You're going to call me and say, Gerilyn, can you just sing on this number? And I don't know how we're going to do that and make it happen, but I'm just saying.
That would be wonderful. That would be really wonderful. I'm going to have to talk with our artistic director, who I believe you have spoken with. So we've got a little rapport going. So we'll definitely see if we can make that happen.
I'm so excited about that. Congratulations on your 40th season coming to an end. And it's really exciting to see what the 41st is going to deliver. All I know is that when I get on the stage and start singing, y'all better hope I get to stop, because I might sing all night long.
Do it all night.
Take care of yourself, Kevin Stock, and tell the guys hello, okay?
Will do. Thank you so much.
All right. If you'd like to have more information about the Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus, all you have to do is go to tcgmc.org. Again, that's tcgmc for Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus. .org, and look at what they're doing. They really are quite remarkable. They've been together for a long time, 40 seasons. Wow. Incredible. All right, we're going to take a little break right quick, because I have a lot that I want to come back and talk about. So we're just going to take a short break. We'll be back. It has been so great to be with you during Center Stage. Is one of my favorite hours. I get a chance to find out all the artists that are coming back, those that have not been coming back, and trying to encourage them to come back. It has been up and down, that is for sure. But my goodness, we are finally at the point where we are going to have shows pretty consistently. So stay tuned. We hope you'll get involved. And there are other things that you can get out and do as well. If you're looking for things to do in the Twin Cities metro area, look at the bowling alleys. We need to start investing in that as well. Go and play, you know, some ball. Bowl those balls, honey. I'm not good at it. I try to be cute, and I hate the shoes, but I'm going bowling. There's no doubt about it. And there's so much more, whether it's museums or, you know, it's at the top of some of the restaurants. You can, you know, play all types of games. And make sure you go to the parks and get involved. Go to Como Park Zoo or the conservatory. Go as many places as you can while we can. We don't know what's going to happen over the next months, but I'm not expecting it to turn back. I'm not. I'm expecting us to go forward and be completely engaged in the world. Completely engaged. We have all of these arts and entertainment to do and to go to. There are free things that you can do that are just wonderful. Just stay tuned. Keep watching the newspapers and the magazines like Minneapolis, St. Paul Magazine. There's always stuff to do. Let's do it while we can do it and have a ball. Bring your best self to the event. Don't be afraid to be there. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not trying to get you out there to just be free if you're not careful, if you're not comfortable being careful with that yet. If you want to keep it on, keep it on. If you want to go out and eat and not wear your mask and that restaurant is okay with it, then do that. But get engaged. Get out and meet people again. Get to know the people in your building as they're coming out of. Say hello, talk to people, and don't be afraid, because being fearful can just destroy your life. I'm telling you, it can destroy your life. So don't let it do that. Don't let it do that. All right, it's been a pleasure, you guys, having you on with me tonight. Again, thank you so much for your prayers, asking all the questions about my, you know, my absence here. I had knee surgery. For those of you who are just hearing about this, I had knee surgery back on May 18th, full knee replacement, and I'm doing great. I am walking. I'm trying to get these hips moving, honey, trying to get my flow back. So I'm so thankful for all of the medical workers and for my doctor who just did an amazing job. Thank you for your prayers, those that knew. And for those that were wondering, where is Geraldine? Here I am, honey. I'm not going anywhere. We have one more hour. It's called the Mom and Michael Hour with my son, Michael Battle, all the way from Los Angeles. We'll be right back.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.